Hello, everyone, and a very warm welcome to another edition of Marketing the Invisible. My name is Tom Poland, and I'm joined today by David Schreiner Khan, all the way from small town USA, as he described it, in New York. David, very good. Must be a good afternoon for you.
Yeah, it's actually good evening already.
It is good.
Thanks,
evening.
Tom.
All right. Well, it's good morning from me in a little Castaways Beach. Folks, for those of you, if you don't know David, he is a true recognized authority on entrepreneurship, leadership development. He's got a terrific strategic brain. He can see the big picture, but he's also quite clever at figuring out the details, the tactics of stuff. He's the business podcast host of Smashing the Plateau. You can find him at www.smashingtheplateau.com. We'll have, for those of you who are listening to the vlog, it'll be underneath the video podcast. It'll be there somewhere as well. So through David's podcast, Coaching and Consulting, David empowers individuals, teams, and organizations to surpass their own expectations and become leaders in their niche. Now, I know there's a heck of a lot to that. I mean, that's a pretty short bio to read out, but I know that there's an awful lot more to it. So hopefully we can dive into that in the next 7 minutes. So our subject is how to smash the plateau in 7 minutes. And before I start the timer, what do you mean by plateau?
Well, my audience is primarily solopreneur business owners, and particularly people that are experts in their field. They've been in their field for a long time. And when you first start out, the first roadblock you hit can be quite a surprise. By the time you've been doing it for a long time, you expect these roadblocks, yet they can be more daunting the older you get because you think you should have enough experience to be able to deal with them.
So you've probably just answered question one and two, thank you, which is one, who is your ideal client? Entrepreneurs who have hit a plateau, I guess. Can you just rephrase, what's the problem you solve then? It's a revenue plateau. Can you describe a little bit more about the problem you solve for them?
Sure. So for solopreneur experts, they generally have great training and experience in what it is that they know and they deliver. So if it's a professional, like a lawyer, a writer, a marketer, they know their field really well. A technical person will know their technical area really well. A creative person might know their artistry really well. They have probably not studied any kind of business, how to run a business, how to start a business, how to build a business. And so those are very different skill sets, and it can be really daunting. So the plateau usually is felt as a revenue plateau. I don't have enough consistent, stable revenue to support the operating needs of my business and my lifestyle.
So people, entrepreneurs, are very good technically what they do, don't have a business background, and hit a plateau. They hit a ceiling based on the fact that they need more capabilities to get to the next level. Other than revenue plateauing, what are some of the other symptoms that people will experience if they've got this problem of the plateau?
Right. So if you take somebody who has created a sufficient amount of revenue so the business seems viable, seems stable, and they have a clear niche in the marketplace, there's a clear target market that wants what it is that they're offering. Those people generally, if they want their business to be bigger, better, serve more people, etc., they're trying to scale. And then that takes different kinds of skill sets, such as
being able
to build a team.
But what are the symptoms they experience when they get the problem?
Symptoms are they have tried to hire their first major team member and it doesn't work out. They invest a lot of money. So if you're going from a business of one to a business of two, you're trying to double the size of your team, which is essentially, it's a huge risk and a huge investment. And if you don't do it right, it can cause your business to implode.
So one of the symptoms is that the revenue's plateaued. Another one is they're hiring wrong.
Correct.
Okay.
Or they hire and the person is really good, but they're not communicating well to that person about expectations, and that person is not delivering what the business owner really wants.
So that kind of leads us into question four, which are what are some of the common mistakes that people make when they're trying to counter this problem of hitting the plateau? You've mentioned one, which is a common mistake would be they hire the wrong people. What other things are they doing which really isn't going to work out for them? And maybe we could save them a bit of time and a bit of money and a bit of frustration.
Yeah. So a really common one is, I know that my website is not current. It doesn't look right. Doesn't look right. Doesn't feel right. So they'll invest money in the tactics of fixing their website, which like maybe they'll hire somebody who's a graphic designer, but that person may not know anything about marketing. And the real purpose of the website is to bring in leads and close sales.
Correct. Yes.
So it might look pretty, but if it's not designed to reach your target customers and reach more of them and close sales, you've just wasted money.
And I bet you've onboarded clients who say, well, David, we're just in the middle of commissioning this new website, which is going to be great. And you say, well, hang on, just push the pause button until we sort the strategy out and we can figure out how to get people to the website, what the messages they need to hear when they get there and get them to opt in, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. All right. So very often
we've been brought on when somebody has invested a lot of money in some kind of project with consultants and contractors.
Yeah.
And they're 3/4 of the way through and they're not really seeing the kinds of results they should see.
And they ain't going to either. Yes, indeed.
Right. Exactly right, Tom. They're not going to.
Yeah. And it hurts like hell.
It's really frustrating because you have to go back to square one and start again.
Absolutely. And they've invested a lot of money. So there's a lot of emotional investment in this thing being the right way to go. Otherwise, if I tell you, David, I agree with you, it's a real mess, then I'm going, I made a bad decision. There's an emotional cost to that. So it's difficult. Okay. We've got less than 2 minutes left. The VF section. So the first VF is a valuable free action. What's one valuable free action that people can take who are plateau without your help, but they could go away and put this in place, this one action now, which would make a bit of a difference. What's that one valuable
free action? So be really clear on your target market, and the narrower the niche, the better. So ask your customers, your best customers for the last 2 years, what is their pain point? Identify who they are, ask them about their pain point, schedule time to speak with them live. This is not something you can do digitally. You need to actually have conversations with them. In person is best. If you can't do that, then do it by video. Ask them what they like about working with you so you get some feedback. And then using that, you need to understand what is it you deliver to them and what can you deliver to them in a systematic way. Because when you start delivering something systematically, even if it's simple to you, particularly if it's simple to you and it's hard for them, that's where the greatest profit is.
Thank you.
Think about how you can repeat that over and over and over again with those best kinds of clients.
Thank you. We've got 37 seconds left. Two questions. One valuable free resource, a VFR. Where can people go to get some more information that's completely free from you about solving this problem? In 5 seconds, please.
SmashingThePlateau.com.
SmashingThePlateau.com. Very easy. We'll have the link below the interview. Last thing, in less than just about 15 seconds, from all your years of experience, what's one free valuable tip that you can give people? A valuable free tip that can help people. 10 seconds.
Talk to people live.
Talk to people live. No substitute for being at the coalface. David Srinivasan, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for checking out our Marketing the Invisible podcast, and make sure you also check out our 5-hour lead generation challenge at www.5hourchallenge.com.